Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus glory. Well, I like the scripture, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 2. Actually, 1 and 2 says that, "Do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." I like that. Isn't that beautiful? You know, my dear brothers and sisters, as per the prescribed age for a believer, in accordance to the word of God, is 120 years. And 120 years of life is full of quality. It's not no quality, but full of quality. And life that is in the presence of God lived well. And if you would see the estimates, by the year of 2030, 1 in 5 of us will be 70 years of age or older. That's about 20% of the world's population. Millions of us will live to be 100 or more. When asked at his birthday party how he felt about turning 80, President Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "It sure does beat the alternative." Right? Anita Bogan died in 2007. I was reading about her life and it was very interesting. And at the ripe old age of 106, her obituary in the Los Angeles Times read, "Blessed with good health and a sound mind, Bogan spent most of her old age doing what she wanted to do, with a feisty, what's age got to do with it attitude. In the decades following her 80th year, she created a non-profit foundation to build senior housing, opened a floral shop, played golf daily, took cruises to celebrate her birthdays, and inspired people. On Bogan's 100th birthday, the Kern County Board of Supervisors declared an Anita Bogan Day. By her attitude towards life, Anita changed the way life and the way people around her viewed aging. And the Bible doesn't promise long life, it promises quality life. I repeat that. Bible does not promise life, right? A long life, but it promises quality life. The Bible says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." The Bible also says in Proverbs 9, 10 to 11, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life." So, my dear brothers and sisters, the secret of enjoying the aging process is to build a close relationship with God and live according to His principles. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We all desire to live long and desire to live well. Oh, Father God, and that's a good desire. We want to say thank you for that because you came to give us life and life more in abundance. We thank you. Our Father God, I pray give us that forte in our mind. Lord, give us that the determination to walk with God, to live with God, to live in the presence of God. Lord, 300 years Enoch walked with God and he was found no more on this earth. I thank you, Lord, for such great examples in your Bible. And also in this world, that people walked with God and they lived long, they lived strong, they lived well. And we thank you for that. Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor. I pray, Abba Father God, that Lord, in this day and age of all modern technology and medical science, I pray that you'll give us the grace that we'll be wise with our health. We'll be wise how we Lord, guard our hearts and our minds in accordance to your word, and live with Jesus on a constant and a consistent basis. Abba Father, I thank you this morning, O Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I pray you will grant them success. Lord, you will bless them, lift them up, grant them favor. O Lord God Almighty, and I pray you will keep them from any and every appearance of evil. Flourish and prosper your people, because they are your heritage. Lord, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak life of Christ into their bodies, into their mind. They'll have a sound mind. They'll have sound body. Because, O Lord, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the devil has no right to afflict it with diseases. And Father, we thank you for Jesus, that by his stripes on his back, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day, and God be with you. Bye for now.